Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
Today we're talking about the Charles Dickens novel Oliver Twist. Now, have you read this book, Joe?
I remember getting it in high school. It was required reading for an English class,
and
I'm pretty sure I read most of it. It's about an orphan, right?
That's right. It's about a small boy who grows up through some very hard times in Victorian England. Now, this was over 100 years ago, kind of the late 19th century, and if you were poor, it was very, very difficult to live.
That's right, and Charles Dickens was one of the best authors at showing this side of Victorian England, showing how the poor lived and what terrible conditions they lived under.
Yeah, so we're going to find out about how Oliver grew up as a poor child in the first day of this 3-day article. So let's begin the lesson.
Reading. Oliver Twist. Oliver Twist is an orphan living in England during the time of the Industrial Revolution. He grows up living in a run-down orphanage before he is sent to work when he's only 9. One day, at lunch, bullies at the workplace force Oliver to ask for more gruel. When he does, the headmaster becomes outraged at the request and offers to pay someone £5 to take Oliver away. A local undertaker accepts the offer, and Oliver becomes his apprentice. There is a rude apprentice boy in the undertaker's house who insults Oliver's mother. The normally calm Oliver explodes and attacks the other boy before running away. Yet Oliver is unsure where he should go. As he walks down a road, he sees a sign for London and decides to go there. Oliver walks alone with no food and is about to collapse from exhaustion just outside London. Then he meets a boy named Jack Dawkins. He gives Oliver some food and offers to provide Oliver shelter at his master's home. Oliver is grateful for Jack's help and feels he has no choice but to go with him.
So our story begins. Oliver Twist is an orphan living in England during the time of the Industrial Revolution. Now, this is a time when there were lots of new machines and factories appearing all over England, building things faster and quicker. But it often meant that they needed more poor workers to work in these factories.
And what often happened in this time in England is that children would end up working in these factories. This was allowed back then. Of course, these days, you can't have children working in factories.
No.
It's illegal. Back then, it was just normal. You would have little kids as young as, say, like
5, 6 years old.
Really young children doing jobs that adults do today. And most of those kids were actually orphans, right, Pat?
Yeah, that's right. An orphan, which is spelled O-R-P-H-A-N, orphan, is a child, almost always a child, but it can be used for an adult as well, whose parents have died. Okay? For example, we could say Susan was an orphan who was raised by her grandparents.
All right, let's continue with the article, and it says, he grows up living in a run-down orphanage before he is sent to work when he's only 9.
Wow.
Now, an orphanage, we see the word orphan in it, so it's a place where orphans live. There'll be lots of kids living under one roof in one place, and they will be looked after by a few adults who will run the place.
Exactly. Yeah, no friends or family, so nowhere else to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and this place is run down. It's a run down orphanage. run down just means it's in bad condition because it's been used and there is no money to repair it. People didn't want to spend money on orphans back then. They didn't care about them that much. They just kind of threw them into orphanages and said, there you go. Do the best you can. We might say nobody can live in that run-down old house. It just means it's old, it's breaking down, it's
windows broken, the brick, the paint's crumbling off, the furniture's all old. You can imagine what kind of place this was.
Exactly.
So it goes on to say, one day at lunch, bullies at the workplace force Oliver to ask for more gruel. Okay, bullies are people who pick on people who are weaker than them. And they make Oliver ask for gruel. And now this is kind of weird stuff. Gruel is a thin porridge, and you make it from grains like rice or corn, boil it in water or milk. So it's kind of like congee, like rice porridge, but a lot thinner and weaker with no flavor.
It's not good stuff.
No, it's not tasty. It'll keep you alive, but that's about all.
Yeah, you might say, like, the prisoner was forced to live on gruel and water.
Oh, so that's harsh.
It's something like prisoners might eat. Mm-hmm. Not even today. They don't even make prisoners eat it. It's just so gross.
Kind of poor food, basically.
And there's very little nutrition in it. It's not good for you. So Oliver, he's forced to ask for more gruel. That's actually one of the famous lines from the story.
Exactly.
How does that go, Pat?
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Yeah, just if you see the movie or you read the book, that's
the musical, big line in it.
All right.
So when he does, when he asks, the headmaster becomes outraged at the request and offers to pay someone £5 to take Oliver away, okay? So this means he was outraged, he was angry, he was in shock, he couldn't believe what he'd seen. Okay, outraged is spelled O-U-T-R-A-G-E-D, and it does mean angry, but it's often because of shock, not just I'm furious.
Now we could say the teacher was outraged at the student's bad behavior. Hopefully that doesn't happen to any of you out there. Definitely happened to me a few times during my school days.
Shock. Okay, we also saw the phrasal verb offer to. Okay, if you offer to do something, you volunteer. You say, I will do this. Okay, for example, Marilyn offered to drive us to the restaurant. She said, I will drive you. So offering to do something is a nice thing to do.
Now, offer to is our shortcut for you phrase for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase, then Pat and I will be back.
Shortcut for you.
What is all this stuff?
They're bills from my niece's vacation in France.
Why are the bills coming to this apartment?
My niece wanted to travel in Europe, but she didn't have the money. So I offered to pay her way.
Could you explain?
To offer someone something means to propose to give someone something as a gift, peace offering, or in this case, payment.
Offer to just means 愿意提供.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have offered to pay for this trip. It's costing me a fortune. These bills are ridiculous.
I could offer to help you pay part of them.
Really? You'd do that? You'd offer to help me?
Haha, I'm kidding. I wouldn't offer to do that. It's silly. I don't think you should have offered to do it either.
You're right. Maybe I should have just offered to buy her a meal.
Okay, so just before the break, we saw that somebody had said £5 to take Oliver out of the orphanage, and a local undertaker accepts this offer, and Oliver becomes his apprentice. So he pays the orphanage to take Oliver and use Oliver as his apprentice.
This person is an undertaker, and an undertaker is a person who directs funerals and makes the preparations. So this is somebody who's basically in charge of dead bodies.
Yeah, he does the coffins, he directs the funerals, so he often wears black, and it's his job to make sure that the funeral goes off properly and respectfully.
It's a very solemn, very serious job. And we can give you an example. We could say the undertaker prepared the coffin for the deceased. The coffin is kind of like the box where the body goes at the funeral, and then in some traditions is buried in the ground.
Yeah.
And the deceased is like the dead person, the departed, something like that.
Okay, and so this undertaker takes Oliver as an apprentice. An apprentice, which is spelled A-P-P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E, apprentice, this is a young person who is learning a job. Often they start when they're a child or a young teenager. They don't get paid so much at the start, but they learn all the skills so that later they can kind of become a master, an expert. For example, the baker's apprentice helped to bake the bread.
This was very common back then as well. Often if you were a young person who needed a job, you would be an apprentice first, and then later you would go off on your own. People still do it today if you want to learn a trade, like if you want to be a plumber.
Yep.
Usually you will be an apprentice first.
So straight out of school.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we do today. Well, the article goes on to say there is a rude apprentice boy in the undertaker's house who insults Oliver's mother. Not very nice.
Ooh.
He's rude. He's not a nice guy. He says bad things. And he insults Oliver's mother. To insult means to say something bad about someone or something. So he says, your mother's ugly.
Ugly. Or, fat. Yeah, stupid.
Your mother's so fat.
She takes a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, that's an example of a mother joke, of which we have millions in the English language. Don't use them at school.
Okay.
We could say the boy got into trouble for insulting his classmates. So this is not something you should do. You should not insult people, at least when they're listening.
Okay. So when he insults Oliver, it says the normally calm Oliver explodes and attacks the other boy before running away. So here when we say explode, it doesn't mean he bursts like a bomb. That would be messy. He explodes. He kind of bursts with anger, with energy, with violence, kind of like going, rah!
Yeah, he's just really angry.
Yeah, most of you guys will know the Incredible Hulk, the big green guy. So he kind of explodes into this big green angry form.
Yeah, you wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Yeah, we also could say the boy exploded in anger when he lost the game. He was really unhappy. He started shouting.
Okay, the article says next, yet Oliver is unsure where he should go. He explodes, he's really angry, and
punches this guy.
What do I do now?
Yeah, he's run away from home. He's got no idea where to go. He's a child. He's got no job. So as he walks down a road, he sees a sign for London and decides to go there. London, of course, a big city. Maybe he can find a job. Maybe he can find food. So kind of draws people to London.
That would probably be his best prospect.
Best chance,
best bet would be to go to the capital where everything is happening and all the jobs are. Oliver walks alone with no food and is about to collapse from exhaustion just outside London. Like, he's got no money, he's got nothing, so he can't just, you know,
get a train or a horse, as they might have in those days.
He's got to walk there, and he almost collapses. Collapse is spelled C-O-L-L-A-P-S-E, and it means to fall down. So we could say the earthquake caused the house to collapse, to fall over, to fall down.
We also saw the word exhaustion, and exhaustion means extreme tiredness, when you've got no energy at all and you just can't carry on. So there's tired and then there's exhaustion, okay? It's the fullest, biggest kind of tired. For example, the marathon runners were suffering from exhaustion. They'd been running, they'd only had a few bits of water to drink, they had no energy left.
Okay, the article continues and it says, then he meets a boy named Jack Dawkins. So he's on the road, he's kind of reached his breaking point. He's exhausted. He can't go on. He can't go any further. But he meets this boy named Jack Dawkins.
Yeah.
He gives Oliver some food and offers to provide Oliver shelter at his master's home. All right, that sounds pretty good. He can get something to eat.
Finally, some good luck.
And he can get some shelter.
Okay, shelter, which is spelled S-H-E-L-T-E-R, shelter, is a place protecting someone from danger, from bad weather, from place, basically a place where you can be safe. For example, this charity provides food and shelter for homeless people, okay? It's somewhere where they can go to get warm, to get out of the rain, to get some food, and so they don't have to live on the streets.
Yeah, shelter is like one of the three basic necessities, right? Mm. You need food, you need water, and you need shelter. You need a place to live, a roof over your head.
Mm.
Well, Oliver is grateful for Jack's help and feels he has no choice but to go with him. What else can he do? He can't keep walking with no food.
Yeah, he doesn't know anyone. He's exhausted. There's London right there.
And he's very grateful for Jack's help. Grateful is spelled G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, and it means thankful. It's the feeling of appreciation for someone or something. We could say Angelica is grateful to her parents for all their help and support. So there are many things we can be grateful for. If somebody helps you out, you can be grateful for that. And that's what Jack did for Oliver.
Mm. So he has no choice but to go with him. He doesn't think he can do anything else. But at least he's in London. Hopefully now he can have some good luck. However, we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out what he does in London, because that's the end of today's article. So let's move on to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Okay, so in today's article, we saw how Oliver was bullied in the workplace, okay? Bullied, he had some bigger people, stronger, older people, and they were picking on him, and they made him do stuff, okay? And this is a problem that you have at schools, even in workplaces, when people with more power use that power and abuse it to do bad things to weaker people. So our question for today is, how would you deal with a bully?
Well, this is a tough question, because as you say, bullies often have power over you in some way, either because maybe they're bigger and stronger, or just because they have authority over you, as Pat mentioned, in like the workplace situation. Mm-hmm. If it's just somebody who's bigger and stronger than you, well, you can try and just walk away from the situation. You can just not confront them and just try and get out of there. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yep.
Or you can try...
actually confronting them.
Yeah, confronting them either verbally.
Yep.
You can try that, just trying to talk your way out of the situation. It's just something we have to deal with in life. Bullies are a part of life. But what would you do in that situation?
As a small, weak person, I certainly wouldn't try any kind of fighting back. Sometimes it's difficult to go and talk to somebody else, a teacher or a parent, about it, because there's this kind of schoolyard thing that if you tell on someone, you'll get in even more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
However, it probably is the best thing to do, because the teacher or a parent has more power than the bully, and they can probably find a way to stop it, okay? So otherwise, things can go too far, so you can ask for help, and it doesn't make you weak.
Yeah, and you don't want to ever be the bully either. Mm. Try not to pick on people who are smaller or weaker or have less power than you, and if you do see somebody getting picked on, you can help them out. You can get involved in the situation.
Yeah, you can stop that bully.
Yeah, tell the bully to knock it off. Tell
him
to stop. Tell him to just, back off. So if you ever find yourself in this situation, this is some advice you can try to follow.
Yep, everybody will have to kind of find their own way, but you're not alone, so there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the end of today's question. Join us again tomorrow, where we find out what happens to Oliver Twist next. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Sentence for you.
My friend Yvonne is now studying in South Korea, and she told me that there are going to be lots of events about my favorite K-pop group, Big Bang. 我在韩国念书的好友 Yvonne 告诉我，接下来在韩国将会有很多我最喜欢的韩国团体 Big Bang 的活动哦。As a number one fan, I guess I have no choice but to fly to Seoul. 身为粉丝的我看来没别的选择，非得直接飞到首尔不可咯。今天就要来和大家分享一下英文里面不得不非得怎样的用法咯。 OK, 课文例句， Oliver is grateful for Jack's help and feels he has no choice but to go with him. Oliver 很感激呢 Jack 的帮忙，并且觉得啊不得不跟他一起走。当我们用句型 have no choice but to do something， 就有着没有其他选择，也就是不得不一定要做的意思咯。要注意啊，在这个句子里面 to 是不能省略的哦。为什么特别强调不能省略呢？因为一样啊，在说不得不，在接下来句子改写中呢，我们就不加 to 咯。例如呢，课文例句可以改写为 All Oliver can do or what Oliver can do is go with Jack， 所有 Oliver 能做的，也就是呢他没有其他选择，就是和 Jack 一起走。这边非常特别的用法呢，就是在这个句型中我省略掉 to， 在 is 后面直接加上原形动词。例如呢，我最开始讲到 Big Band 的例句也可以改成 All I can do is fly to Seoul， 我能做的呢就是飞到首尔，一样 is 后面直接加上原形动词 fly 哦。另外呢，不得不的说法还有这个 cannot but 或是 cannot help but。 例如 Jack told us a funny story， We cannot but or we can't help but laughJack 跟我们说一个超爆笑的故事，我们忍不住不得不笑了出来。要注意这里的 but 后面不加上 to， 直接接原形动词。再用 can't help but 这个句子哦来造一个例句哦。While watching Titanic, I can't help but cry。在看铁达尼号的时候，我忍不住哭了。你也可以呢把 but 拿掉，加上动名词变成 I can't help crying。所以呢，我们今天学到了不得不，你可以说 have no choice but to do something， to 不省略，或是呢 all someone can do， what someone can do is do something， is 后面直接接上原形动词，还有 cannot or cannot help but do something， but 直接接动词或是拿掉 but， can help doing 加上 ving 动名词哦。 OK， don't forget these useful sentences. Until next time, this is Sam. Bye bye.
Oliver Twist. Oliver Twist is an orphan living in England during the time of the Industrial Revolution. He grows up living in a run-down orphanage before he is sent to work when he's only 9. One day, at lunch, bullies at the workplace force Oliver to ask for more gruel.When he does, the headmaster becomes outraged at the request and offers to pay someone £5 to take Oliver away. A local undertaker accepts the offer and Oliver becomes his apprentice. There is a rude apprentice boy in the undertaker's house.Who insults Oliver's mother. The normally calm Oliver explodes and attacks the other boy before running away. Yet Oliver is unsure where he should go. As he walks down a road, he sees a sign for London and decides to go there.Oliver walks alone, with no food, and is about to collapse from exhaustion just outside London. Then, he meets a boy named Jack Dawkins. He gives Oliver some food and offers to provide Oliver shelter at his master's home. Oliver is grateful for Jack's help.And feels he has no choice but to go with him.
Vocabulary Review.
Orphan. Jack is an orphan because both of his parents died.Insult. The actor insulted many people when he said something rude about another city. Explode. My father exploded in anger when I told him that I crashed his car. Collapse. One of the soccer players ran so much that he collapsed during the game. Shelter. All humans need shelter to keep them safe from the weather. Grateful. I am grateful for all of the things my parents have done for me.